Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 118, verses 1 to 4. Thanks to God. This is a call to Israel. This is a call to Israel and to the God-fearers. And it's a call to Israel and those who fear God to give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, let the house of Aaron say, let those who fear the Lord, the God-fearers, let them all say, his love endures forever. You'll notice again, the psalmist is always doing this. He's not just calling upon the people for feeling, for emotion. Of course, he wants feeling. He wants the heart in it. But he's arguing on the basis of solid grounds, facts. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Why should you give thanks to the Lord? Because he is good. Why should you give thanks to the Lord? Because his love endures forever. Let Israel say it. Let the house of Aaron say it. Let those who fear the Lord say it. What? His love endures forever. This is surely a Hebraism. The enduring, everlasting love. Lasting. Of course, Israel was not a permanent nation, and the Old Covenant was not permanent. It gave way to the New. But the Bible speaks in this way. God speaks in this way. Jeremiah 31, leading up to the New Covenant. What does God say? I have loved you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness, and that goes on to the new covenant and so on. So how much more, brother and sister, should we be in the position and hear the call and respond to it? Well, greater encouragement movement in our hearts should there be for this praise and thanks to God. If Israel could say his love endures forever, if the house of Aaron could say it, and all that now is obsolete and rendered obsolete because it's fulfilled in Christ, the God-fearing people coming from other nations and becoming proselytes to Israel, all that's past now. But now we're in the new covenant. We're the Israel. We're the priests of Christ. We fear the Lord, surely. Let us therefore give thanks to him. It can be said of us in a better way than ever Israel could say. He has loved us with an everlasting love. The Lord Jesus, it said of him, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. I have loved you, he said. If a man loves like he loves, then he laid down his life for his people. He loved them not even only to death, but beyond it. His love is an everlasting love for his people. What grounds have we to give thanks to the Lord, brothers and sisters? Unbeliever, you do not know what you are missing. The love of Christ. Who can tell the love of Christ? Broader, far, wider, higher, deeper. Who can know the love of Christ? A vast, vast ocean. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Like an ocean, vast, spreading, endless. Beyond measuring in its depth, immense, rolling over us, ever with us. Oh, that you might taste and see how gracious the Lord is. So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love does endure forever. Let Israel say, let the house of Aaron say, let those who fear the Lord, let every believer rise and say, thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And may many, many unbelievers hear this and cry out from their hearts, oh, to praise the Lord. Well, trust in Christ. Call upon him. Take the cup of salvation and then give thanks to the Lord.